It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Oh, I'm glad to see you. I have something very special for you today. Did you see that thing I was bringing? See this? Looks like what the fish live in, doesn't it? And that's called an aquarium. But this is not for fish. Now, let's take it to the kitchen. No fish, this one isn't for you. Mm-mm. This is for some scientific experiment. Yeah. I need to make a phone call right away so that we can do that. Yeah. Do you have a phone like this? This kind? You ever seen one like that? With the little square numbers and letters. Can you find the number 5 on there? That one's the number 5. Mm-hmm. What about 0? There it is. Right down there. Okay. Now I'm going to call a friend of mine. See if he can come. Know how the phone goes bzz, bzz, like that when it rings? Hello, Yen. It's Fred. Will you be able to come over? Good. And the rats? Okay, fine. We'll wait for you. Yes, I have the glass cage. Right. I want to tell my friends about you, too. Okay, whenever you can. Goodbye. It's my friend, Dr. Wong, who is a very special doctor. He knows about the insides of people very well, and how the insides work. And he's going to bring over a couple of laboratory rats for us to see. These are rats that have grown up with people, so they're tame. They're not the kinds of rats that you find in the alley that you just don't touch. No. But he knows how fancy people are on the inside and on the outside, just the way you are. Some are fancy on the outside. Some are fancy on the inside. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Only boys can be the daddies. Only girls can be the mummies. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Boys are boys from the beginning. Girls are girls right from the start. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. I think you're a special person. And I like your ins and outsides. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. I always think that about you. I certainly do. Maybe that's Dr. Wong now. And when Dr. Wong comes, would you just say, how do you do, Dr. Wong, to him? Would you? I'll introduce you to him. Hi, Yen.
Hi, Brett.
Come in.
Nice to see you.
Here. Good to see you. I'd like you to meet my friends. They want to say, how do you do, Dr. Wong, to you. Will you do that?
How do you do?
Good. Won't you come to the kitchen?
Yes.
I have the glass cage in there.
I think we can show them better.
Yes. Won't you sit down?
Yes, Fred. Thank you.
Have you ever seen laboratory rats?
May I put into the glass cage?
Thank you. Oh, you pick them by the tails.
Yeah, this is a gray rat.
A gray rat?
Yeah, this is white rats.
And a white rat.
They look very similar, except different in color.
Different color, yeah. Can you tell which one runs faster by the color?
No, Fred, you cannot tell by the color.
Hi. Hi. They're tame, are they?
Yeah, they're very cute. You can touch them, hold them.
Hi. I guess you've worked with them for a long time, huh?
Yes, working with many of them, too. You can hold the heart there.
Can you feel the heart?
Yeah, I can feel the heart here, Fred.
Oh, like, you can feel the heartbeat.
Like human heart.
Yes.
Pumping all the time.
The heart pumps the blood, doesn't it?
Yes.
Now, if each one of them got a scratch and started to bleed, would their blood be a different color?
No, they all have same color blood, red blood.
They all have red blood. Each one has red blood.
The eyes are pretty, shining eyes.
They have the same color eyes too, don't they?
Yes.
And they both have hearts. I felt that one's heart. Could I feel this one's heart?
Yes.
Oh, I don't want to hurt him. I feel it now.
Yeah.
There it is. And so you work with these rats to be able to understand about people too, do you?
Yes, understand the function, different part of function in the inside of the rats, just like in the human, inside the human.
So it's the inside that's really important, huh?
It is, certainly. All these rats has a heart, has lung, has brain, has liver, like a we. As in our inside.
Oh, the rats have all of these different organs just the way people do.
Yes, exactly. That's why we use them for experimental purpose.
I see. I bet you've worked with them a long time, haven't you?
Yes, we work almost every day.
Every day?
Yes.
To find out things to help people.
Yeah, to understand the disease and the function in people.
Look at that one, cleaning its face.
They always keep themselves clean.
They do?
Yes.
You learn so much from watching animals.
Yes, they really help us to understand ourselves.
Now, I suppose they're tame because they've always been with people.
Yes, that's one of them.
The wild ones would be the ones out in the fields,
wouldn't
they?
That's right, yes, the scare people here.
And of course you don't touch them.
No, because they're dangerous. They're poisoning too.
They'd have poison. We like to watch animals, you know?
Yes.
I'm glad that you would bring this kind.
They look cute, yeah.
Do they sleep?
Oh, yes, they sleep, and they eat, and they drink.
Just the way we do.
Yes, exactly. Sometimes they cry when you're hurting them.
They do cry.
Yes.
So they have feelings too, but they can't talk.
They don't talk, but they only cry.
People are very special in that they can talk, aren't they?
That's right, yes.
We can tell how we feel inside.
That's right, and also we can think.
Think, yeah.
What do we want?
Thank you so much for bringing these to show us.
You're really my pleasure, Fred.
Can you take them in your own cage?
And yes.
Could I pick one up for
yes.
to help you? It doesn't hurt them.
No, right? No, yeah.
Will you come now? They look different outside, but they have the same things inside.
I see you, Fred.
Thank you, Yen. Dr. Wong. And thank you for all the work that you do, Dr. Wong, to help people in this world.
Bye, Fred.
Goodbye. Isn't it great to have neighbors like Dr. Wong? Who care to spend so much of their time in laboratories and research places, working with rats and mice to try to understand how we are inside. We're interested in our insides, aren't we? Of course we are. We often wonder what goes on inside of us. And there are people trying to find out things about that all the time. That cage reminded me of that dog in the neighborhood of make-believe who sometimes puts a cage over his head, you know, when he's scared or sad. Why don't we call the trolley and ask the trolley to take us to make-believe? Do you ever see how I make the trolley work? Here comes the trolley. Hi, trolley. This is my switch for making the trolley work. Sure, make it go this way, and the trolley goes back. Make it go this way, and the trolley comes here. Trolley, would you take us to the neighborhood of make-believe, please? We might get to see Bob Dog again today. Okay, alrighty, into the neighborhood of make-believe.
Bob Dog today? Oh, I'd like to see how he's doing. You know, yesterday he made so much toast, and the ladies made so many pies that everybody's ready to start the restaurant again.
Yes, well, you see, I used to be wild too, so I know just how you feel.
You never ate all the pies in a restaurant.
No, I never ate all the pies in a restaurant, but I scared a lot of people, and I ran over a lot of gardens and all that.
It's hard to be wild, isn't it?
Yes, it is hard being wild.
Hello. I'll hit you.
Stop.
I'll hit you.
Did you think I was going to hit you?
To put my cage on.
If you feel better there.
Well, you know, it takes a while to get tame when you're wild, Lady Aberlin.
You know all about that kind of thing, don't you, Daniel?
I surely do. I know how hard it is for Bob Dog.
I like some of you people.
You made a lot of toast for the restaurant.
Yes, but I ate a lot of pies, too.
Well, everyone is ready to start again. That must be the king and queen coming for the new beginning.
Yes.
Let's go over to the restaurant.
Well, I'm afraid I'll eat all the pies again.
Well, why don't you hold Lady Evelyn's hand?
Would you like that?
I think I could. Maybe I wouldn't need my. Maybe I wouldn't need.
Your cage. Oh, good. Let's go.
I'll stay here and tend to my clock.
Bye, Daniel.
Goodbye.
Bye, Daniel.
Goodbye. A good time at the restaurant. I must look and see why my clock stopped.
Ladies, gentlemen, honored guests. If it were not for me, this fine restaurant would not be dedicated today. I have come from my land to honor this occasion. Oh, that dog's biting me. Call the police. Call the police.
Where did he hurt you, Friday?
Oh, well, not exactly.
I really...
But call the police, everyone.
I really didn't bite.
Yeah.
I know.
What'd you say?
He really didn't bite, he said, Uncle Friday.
What did he say, Lady
Evelyn? He really didn't bite.
I could see his teeth. He was going to bite me.
Uncle Friday, he didn't even get near you.
I want that dog to go someplace else.
But Uncle Friday, he's just trying to be tame.
Someplace else is a good place for that. Take him away.
Oh, Uncle dogs, Friday.
I'll come with you, friends. I'll come with you. I just love someplace else.
Well, now, let's just get on with this dedication. No more interruptions from any
All
of you.
All right.
Yes, well...
Goodbye. Come
goodbye
on, friends.
To
let's go to someplace else.
Off to someplace else, all of you.
King Friday. Boy. Lady Evelyn was furious with him. Hi, Mr. Trill.
Hi, friend Fred.
I was just thinking about King Friday the 13th, sending Bob Dog off to someplace else just because he was smiling and showing his teeth.
Isn't that a coincidence that I should bring someplace else to you?
You have the model of someplace else.
So I'd drop it off.
Well, could you stay a minute?
Oh, just for a moment if you have time.
Come on in. Oh, that's lovely. Look through the window. That's what Don Quixote likes to do. Sit down.
Thank you.
Someplace else. Let's set it up here, all right?
All right.
Well, this is a community center, huh?
Mm-hmm.
We can put that there.
Where would you like this?
Don Quixote's window in front of the... Oh, that's beautiful. What an artist you are. Always forget which way the windmill goes. Has to catch the wind.
Whichever way the wind blows.
Mm-hmm. Let's pretend that Don Quixote's waiting for somebody at his window, and then Bob Dog and the rest of them can come in, okay?
Good.
Right? Don Quixote, right here at the window. Lonely. Yee-haw. A lonely donkey. Looking for a friend. Ah, he.
First go to meow. Woo! Turn left at meow.
Hey, who's that?
Turn right at meow.
Who's that I hear?
Meow at meow. And this is someplace else.
Someplace else is right.
We're here at someplace else.
Welcome to someplace else for friends. Boy, am I glad to see you. I was getting lonely. Who are you there in the cage?
I'm Bob Dog.
Bob Dog? Do you bite?
No. Only when I'm scared.
Are you scared now?
No.
Well, hee-haw. Take off your cage, then. You're among friends, haw-hee.
Oh. I like it here.
You mean you'll stay?
Ooh, yeah, yes.
Well, rejoice, friends.
I've got somebody to stay in the community center at some place else.
We are rejoicing, Don Quixote.
Rejoice.
Know what biting feelings are like, don't you, donkey?
I sure know what biting feelings are like. I used to bite people. But now I use my teeth for chewing my food and my mouth for talking. That's all.
You mean you've learned not to bite, not to steal or cheat, and you don't get scared or nothing?
That's right. But it takes time, my friend. Do you have some time to spend with us here?
Plenty of time. Woo, woo, woo. Plenty of time. Woo, woo.
Well, that's just great. Can all of you roof, roof the way he does?
Roof,
roof. Roof, roof. Roof, roof. Oh, that's great. You've taught us how to roof, roof today. Roof, roof, roof.
Roof, roof.
Well, we'll all learn a lot of things together. Come on in, all of you. I have some red apples. We can all chew on them. Come one, come all. There's a new friend at some place else.
I'll say the windmill.
Come along into the windmill.
When Bob Dog wasn't scared, he didn't need his cage anymore.
Mm-mm. Sometimes when I'm feeling bad, I like to get off into my own room by myself, don't you?
Well, I think everybody needs some time alone.
Mm-hmm. And there are other times when you want to be with people. Ooh, which reminds me.
What?
It's time I go home for dinner.
Well, thank you for making the model. You've made
welcome.
So many things for us.
I like that neighborhood.
And I like to pretend that you're in it in many different ways.
Well, thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks
Bye-bye.
Again. What an artist he is. And he liked to make things and draw things when he was a little boy. He told us so. We must find a place in the kitchen or someplace else. And the top shelf is all filled. Let's store it down here. Each a place of its own. We've done a lot of things today. He said that there are times that you really need to be off by yourself. That's true. And also times that you want to be with people. Sometimes just with one special person. Just for once, just for once, just for once, I want you all to myself. Just for once, let's be alone, with nobody else to tell us. Do this, do that, sit down, get up, come back. No, nobody else, but nobody else, but you, just for once. Just for once, I want you all to myself. Just for once, let's play alone. With nobody else, we'll build us a house with a garden. And no, no, nobody else, but nobody else, but you, just for once. Just for once, I want you all to myself. Just for once, let's stay alone. And I'll be the only one with you. And you'll be the only one with me. I'll talk with you. You'll talk with me. Just we two. Nobody else, but nobody else, but you. Just for once. Just for once. give these fish a little food. Have a good weekend, fish. Even when you and I aren't together, I think about you and about the times when we are together. Mm-hmm. And when I remember you, it's sort of like you're being there. Can you do that with me? Can you think about me when we're not together? And just have it be as if we're visiting. It's the good thing about remembering. We've done a lot this week. Mm-hmm. You and I together. Seen a lot of things. Heard a lot of things. Had a lot of feelings. I'll be thinking about you tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song or two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day and each week a special one for me. You know how? By just your being you. Only one person like you, and I like you just the way you are. Bye-bye.
Funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations.